Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Praise the Lord. Yes, what's going on? Jesus and the body of Christ. That's what's going on. I'm Pastor Carl R. Turner, and I want to thank you for joining me today in the Word of God. Now, I want you to prepare yourself to receive your needs met as we give you the uncompromising Word of God today.
And I want to talk about the characteristics, or some characteristics. Actually, it's about five of them. Five characteristics of faith. And as I share and talk about this, it's something that I've just learned and I'm still learning, so we all can just learn this together. I didn't know it from this angle, but I'm so appreciative for the Holy Spirit opening my eyes to this part of it, because now I can see how faith is even more instrumental in our lives. These characteristics of faith are very, very, very important to learn and to know, especially to see how they operate, because it's going to put all of us in a position now of guaranteed receiving. When you think about the character or the characteristics of something, you think about the very nature and the very heartbeat of that particular thing. Your characteristics are the makeup of who you are. So therefore, when you see expressed in somebody's personality, whoever they are, their behavior or their demeanor, from that you'll be able to identify their characteristics. In other words, if a person is an upbeat person, they'll have some characteristics of joy. They'll have some characteristics of zeal and zest. Those would be the characteristics of an upbeat person. If they're down in the dumps person, then you'll find the characteristic of depression and other traits that express and exemplify that person is downbeat, their characteristics. So within our personality, even as Christians, we have characteristics, and those characteristics should be the fruit of the Spirit. However, we need to cultivate and develop that. The only reason why I'm explaining this like this is because I need you to understand, when I begin to talk about the characteristics of faith, I want you to see in this lesson these five characteristics, how they make up faith and how they are instrumental in faith producing in our lives. So, having said that, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 23 and verse 24. Says, moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. I want everybody that will to read that last part with me and read. For by faith ye stand. Can you say that one more time, you that will? For by faith ye stand. Now, my attention was drawn to the word stand, because that said how that tells us that by faith we stand. So when you look at the connection of standing and faith being responsible for that, I think we need to get clarity on that. So I looked up the word stand in the Greek, and it's pronounced histame, H-I-S-T-A-Y-M-E-E. And it had two words there in definition. And one of them was, stand means to abide, And the other one said, stand means to continue. And there was some understanding next to or a continual defining of what abide means. And it means to remain stable or fixed. And it also said it means to endure without yielding. So when we stand, we remain stable, we remain fixed, or we remain in a stable, fixed state. Standing also means to endure without yielding. So the first characteristic of faith here is faith stands. Faith stands. That's how you can know that you're in faith. Because it doesn't matter how many times you've been hit, and it doesn't matter what the level of the hit is or was, you still find yourself standing. You still find yourself stable and fixed. You still find endurance working in you. You still find yourself not yielding to what's happening all around you or what's happening to you. That's how you can know that this characteristic of faith standing is working in you. Now, you have to understand something here tonight, is that what I am talking with you about as far as faith stand is not something that you work up in your emotions. As a matter of fact, you'll find yourself standing and will even be surprised that you're standing because it's the influence of faith. If it was left up to you, you and I would have dropped out, caved in, we would have given up. But the characteristic of faith stand, a faith stand. For by faith we stand. That's where I got that from. By faith we stand. And faith stands. That's what faith will do. Faith will stand because faith understands that it, at the end of its stand, is going to see what faith will produce. So I can know, we can know that we're in faith and that we're maintaining faith because we're enduring without yielding. And that's a characteristic that's incorporated in faith that you and I need to know should be at work in our lives. I know that I'm still in faith because I'm standing, but yet I'm hurting. I'm standing, but it looks like I'm losing. I'm standing, but it looks like everything is just going in the negative. I'm standing even though I don't feel like it. I'm standing even though, you know, some words want to come out, or I may blink every now and again, but I'm still yielding to what God said because endurance is still working in me. This is one of those characteristics of faith. This is one of the main characteristics of faith. This is the characteristic that you can know you're in faith when you're continuing to stand. All right, now, the other word for stand was continue. That was another of the two words, or that was the second part of the definition, abide and continue. And the word continue means to stay the course with persistence. To stay the course with persistence. Now, faith stand is to remain stable and stay in a fixed state or attitude, and to endure without yielding to the thing that's trying to overcome you. However, the Greek word said also it means to continue or to stay the course with persistence. Doesn't mean just to hang out and stay the course because you know that's what's right to do. But he said, no, stay the course with persistence. When you stay the course with persistence, that means that you're continually pressing forward. You stand the course. You're on the course, but you're moving forward. You stand the course with persistence. That's what faith does. You know, that's what faith stand does. That's what this characteristic will do. You just won't be on the course, but you'll stay the course with persistence. In other words, you don't lose your aggression, but you stay the course and you continue to be aggressive. You stay the course and you continue to move forward. You stay the course and you continue to run hard after. That's how you know that you have this characteristic of faith stand working in you, because you remain stable. See, faith stand, the characteristic faith stand causes you to remain stable. Shaken, but you hadn't failed. Shaken, but you haven't given up. Shaken, but you hadn't thrown in the towel. Shaken, but you're getting back up. Okay? Stay in the course with a hallelujah praise. Stay in the course worshiping God every day with all of your heart. Stay in the course with your hands lifted up. Stay in the course with persistence. That's the character trait. That's the characteristic of faith stand. Now, turn your Bibles, if you will, to St. John's Gospel, chapter 15. St. John's Gospel, chapter 15. I'm going to read verse 4, and then I'm going to read verse 7. And I want to read this in a manner and a way to when what we just explained to you will bring even more clarity. Jesus said, "Abide in me," or he could say, "Stand in me, faith stand in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except that faith stand in the vine. No more can you, except you faith stand in me. If you," verse 7, "faith stand in me, and my words faith stand in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Now, faith causes us to stay the course. Excuse me. Faith causes us to remain in Jesus and his words. When I have and when we have faith stand working in us, when we're operating in that behavior and that attitude of continual, consistent, persistence, it's the result of faith that causes us to remain in Jesus and in his words. Now, there's a difference. Faith will have you to remain in Jesus, and faith will have us to remain in his words. Faith will always bring to our attention who Jesus is, who is the ultimate example of faith, causing us to remain in Jesus. See, the reason why you're still in Jesus tonight is because of your faith. The Bible says his words remaining in us has to be a faith stand. His words abiding in us qualifies us to ask anything that we will. And Jesus said, God will give it to you. We will receive it. Why? Because of the faith stand. All right. You may want to write that statement down. Faith causes us to remain in Jesus and his words. Colossians chapter 1. My objective is to just explain all this tonight. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Down through to verse 23. "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. If you," what? "If you stay the course with persistence, in faith, grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So what we understand from this particular portion of scripture is that in our faith stand, faith causes us to stay the course. Faith causes us to stay the course without quitting. That's how you can know that you're operating in this characteristic of faith stand, because you finish, you will finish, you will finish. You will always finish. You will always finish. You will not quit. You will not give up. You will not throw in the towel. When faith stand is working in you, you are guaranteed to finish the course. The reason why so many of us have not been as blessed as God ordained for us to, because the things that God instructed us to do, or the things he entrusted us with to carry out, we did not finish. And it's a faith issue. It's a faith error. It's a faith challenge. The only way you and I are going to finish the course, finish what God have entrusted us with, is that we must have faith working in us. Faith stand, the character of faith standing, the characteristic of faith standing, guarantees that we will finish the course. And we will finish the course with persistence. We will finish the course and reap the full benefit. The benefits is receiving at the end of what you have done to accomplish the benefits. You can't receive the benefits by just starting out to do it. The benefits are only received at the end of your accomplishing what needed to be accomplished to get to the end of the course, to reap the benefits, to reap the dividends of the benefits. And faith stand when it's received and when it's acknowledged. See, I had to find out, you know, God, this faith, you know, I've learned a lot of things about it, but faith has character. Faith is real. Faith expresses itself. So if faith is real and faith expresses itself, then we need to find out what the characteristics of that faith is. And this is one of the number one characteristics: that at work in my faith, I've been empowered with ability to continue, to remain fixed, to move aggressively, to finish what God said I'm supposed to be doing, to lay hold on the benefits, to reap the promise, to have it working in my life and in your lives. All right? Okay, now. All right, now, the second characteristic of faith is that faith nourishes. Faith stands, and then faith nourishes. Turn your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Faith stands and faith nourishes. All right, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 down through to verse 6, says, every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Read that next part with me. Nourish. You all are some very disobedient folk, man. I don't even want you to help me to read it. I'll read it. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith, nourished up in the words of faith, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hadst attained. Now, my second principle as it pertains to the characteristics of faith is that, first of all, that first characteristic, faith stands. That second characteristic is that faith nourish. What do I mean nourish? In other words, faith will promote the growth of. Faith will furnish or sustain with nutrients. Faith, the God kind, Bible faith, will nourish. That's another characteristic of faith. The only reason that you've been able to continue to stand is because your faith have continued to nourish you. See, when you have faith, faith will nourish you. Well, what is nourishment? Nourishment is something that you receive that supplies you with what you need so that you can keep on standing or growing. It's a characteristic of faith. It's a characteristic of faith. It's a characteristic. See, God knew what he was doing when he gave us Bible faith, and he knew that in the process of moving toward laying hold on the end of our faith, that faith would have to nourish us. And that we would have to continue to grow while we are still in faith with expectation and anticipation of seeing God bring it to pass. There are things that I'm in faith for now. And the only way that I can stay in faith for those things is that the faith that I have is nourishing me. Faith nourishes. Faith nourishes. Faith produces, and faith promotes growth. Faith produces and faith promotes growth. The major reason why there's so much immaturity in the body of Christ today, because there's a lack of faith. The number one reason that there's so many milk Christians in the body of Christ today is because of a lack of faith. Faith nourishes and it promotes growth. The number one reason as to why you don't see faith as bold and as active and as authoritative in the body of Christ today is simply because not enough of us are in faith for anything. And when you're not in faith for anything, you're not going to be able to grow like God intended for you to grow. Faith is for your growth. Because faith will nourish you to the point to wherein you will begin to grow. And you will begin to be mature. And you will begin to expand. And you will begin to become a stronger Christian. A more vibrant Christian. A more steady Christian. Because you're going to, listen, because when you're in faith, you're going to have to use your faith to do whatever it is you're doing in life. And if you're not using your faith, you're operating as a mere man or a mere woman. You're just operating as a normal human being. Therefore, it disallows the Holy Spirit to cause us to grow. Faith produces growth. In simple, in even simpler terms, when you exercise your faith, you find out what you didn't know. And then faith introduces you to what you're going to know. When you operate in faith, you find out what isn't developed in your life. And as you continue to walk in your faith, then that faith will cause you to become developed in that area. That's the reason why there's so much immaturity. We put it on other things. We allow deception to make us think that it's something else, but it's not anything else. It's a faith issue. And when you get in faith, faith will nourish you. Faith will nourish you when you confess that you believe, that you receive whatever it is that your faith is released for. God knew that in and of yourself, you wouldn't be able to stand the test, stand the time, endure the process, and keep yielding to what the word said. He knew that. So he incorporated in faith ability to nourish you and cause you to keep standing until you lay hold on it or until you see the manifestation of it in the natural. Faith is nourishment. I said faith is nourishment. Faith is nourishment. Faith will nourish you in any affair or in any relationship or in any pursuit or in any endeavor, in anything that you're trying to accomplish. Thank God that faith will continue to promote growth in you. And I thank him for that simply because sometimes the things that we go after to accomplish seem bigger than what we are. But then faith will promote and nourish us and causes us to grow big on the inside. And now we look bigger than the thing on the outside. So, faith nourished. That's the second characteristic of faith. Faith stand, first characteristic. Faith nourish, second characteristic. I wrote this statement down in my notes. Faith causes us to grow. I know I said it, but I need to say it again. Faith causes us to grow. When you see people that stay right there in that same place in their personality, in their attitude, you know, and they're struggling in their emotions and all that kind of thing, it's a faith issue. I've come to believe and know it's a faith issue. Because when faith nourishes us, it causes us to grow and become more mature in the Lord, causing us now to bring that particular thing that's been tormenting us and controlling us, it now comes under our authority and it now comes under our control. And that's accomplished through the nourishing factor of faith. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Go back to your left. 2 Thessalonians, brother. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And verse 1 down through to verse 4. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. I started asking you all to read that with me, but that's all right. That your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth. You see the connection? And that the love of every one of you toward each other aboundeth, which is to do what? Grow. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in your persecutions and tribulations, when your faith is being nourished, that ye endure. Now the word groweth there, I looked it up, and it means to increase, it means to expand, and it means to mature. It means to increase, it means to expand, and it means to mature. All right? So, faith at work in the Christian has about it a nourishing factor that causes that Christian to do what now? Increase. I'm not talking about money, even though you can throw that in there too. But it causes that Christian to increase in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding. It causes that Christian to increase in insight as it relates to how to deal with the affairs of life.
Thank God for the ministry of the word. I want to give you the opportunity to have this word in your possession. Right now, you can pick up the phone and call 704-567-2128. That's 704-567-2128. And a phone attendant will help you to get this message in your possession.
Also, praise God, I want to personally invite you to 1214 Rocky River Road here in the city of Monroe and Union County. Our new location, yes, we're right here with you at 1214 Rocky River Road in Monroe, North Carolina. And we meet there every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. I'm looking to see your face in the place.
You can also pull us up on the World Wide Web at faithsoldiers.org. I encourage you to come and experience what the Holy Spirit is doing in this ministry for yourself. Until the next time, know that you have the blessing.